two of our targets at the start of the year was maintain 2B status and go on and win the Nicky record. We've managed to tick the first box, maintain 2B status, and we've found ourselves in the National League final with an opportunity to go up to 2A. That's something that no Donegal hurling team has ever accomplished. So, you know, we're going well in terms of the goals we've set for ourselves.
Yeah. And the goal in the semi-final was to overcome Wicklow. And as I said to Mickey when I was talking to him earlier in the week, that I was one that going into the game thought, right, Donegal might have a chance down here in Aucrim off the back of what happened 2 weeks previous to that in Letterkenny. But you boys certainly stepped up in the semi-final one against Wicklow.
Yeah, I suppose we did. And after the defeat we had in Letterkenny 2 weeks prior, I think it was 19 points we were beat by. You know, we wanted to restore a bit of pride in not only the jersey but ourselves. So we went out there against Wicklow, regardless of it being a semi-final, with every intention to display how good we are. And, you know, we did have a man sent off in the second half. And, you know, fair play to all the young lads that came in and stepped up, because we are suffering from a lot of injuries at the moment. So, yeah, we were proud of that victory, to tell you the truth, Amish.
Yeah, certainly was a good one. You mentioned the young players there. There's a lot of change around this Donegal camp this year with injuries and players not available. It's something like six or seven from the team which finished up last season. So a lot of these young boys are taking their chance when it's presented to them, Jack.
Yeah, they definitely are. Like, the majority of them are only, you know, some of them are only 19, 20, 21, 22, and any opportunity or game time they get, you know, they're taking it and they're making a difference, and they're doing exactly the things that you want to do when you are given those opportunities. And, you know, it's a really good sign for Donegal hurling and for the future of Donegal hurling. So we're very happy with the way things is going.
Yeah. It's going to make it a wee bit difficult for the likes then of Danny Cullen and Declan Coulter and Stephen Gillespie, for these boys that missed out in recent times, to get their place back, will it?
Yeah, well, we're going to try and make it as difficult as possible. But you know yourself, those guys have done a lot for Donegal hurling down through the years, and there definitely will be competition for places over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, that's the way you want it. That's the way any good team wants it to be. You don't want to have the starting 15 set in stone before the game even starts. You kind of want the guys to be a bit more on edge, and it brings up a bit more of competitiveness to training and games and, you know, in position.
Yeah. Now, you've another game to go, Meath, this coming Sunday in Park Sam McDermott and Carrigan Shannon. Aside, you know well, I'm sure you would have took a lot of learnings from the defeat down in Navan earlier in the campaign, Jack.
Yeah, we went down to Navan a couple of weeks ago, you know, expecting to be challenged, and that's exactly what happened. Meath played Joe McDonough there last year, I think. So they're a pretty strong side. Well, that's two divisions above us in Championship. We felt like we held our own, I suppose, but you know, they're a classy side. They have a lot of good players, so it's going to be a big challenge for us on the weekend.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's a challenge you are very much looking forward to, and given the way that you performed in the outcome against Wicklow in the previous round, do you feel that this is a game that Donegal is very much capable of winning, Jack?
Well, it's a final. You know, anything can happen in a final, and we're going to back ourselves going into it. As I said before, they're a very good team, but you know yourself, anything can happen, really. The last time we played them down there in Meath, we stuck with them for 55 minutes, but, you know, they showed a bit of class the last 15 and pulled away. We're going to try to do our best and not let that happen this time.
How big a boost would it be for Donegal going to the Championship if you were to pull off this victory on Saturday?
Yeah, I suppose it would be a big boost. And I guess all the other teams in the Nicky record would be putting a target on our back then going into Championship. So we would definitely make every game that bit more difficult. Teams will be wanting to rise it against a team that... going to be playing in 2A next year. So yeah, it would definitely be a confidence booster, but you know, it's going to give other teams motivation against us as well. So, yeah. but it would definitely be positive if it were to happen.
Yeah, and it would be nice as well next year if it does come off that you're testing yourself against teams that would be seen as possibly being a level or two above you on a consistent basis, Jack.
Yeah, it would be interesting to have those big name teams like maybe Offaly's or Kerry's or whatever coming up to Letterkenny for the league next year. But you know, that's all ahead of us, Arshin. Nothing's been finalised yet.
Yeah, tough game ahead. But listen, you're going to Carrick and Shannon on Sunday. Yeah. All we can do, Jack, is wish you the very best of luck against Meath in the Division 2B League final this weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much, Arshin.